It's supposed to be together to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. It's a very big Shabbos, and we've said over here many, many times that all the kedusha brach of an upcoming week comes in the Shabbos beforehand. The Vayivarech Elokim Es Yomai Shvi VeKadosh Joso. So, Mir Tzeshem, 1 week from tonight, Mamish, 1 week from tonight, we're going to be lighting Chanukah Licht. We're going to be connecting to the Or HaGanuz again in the deepest of ways. There's a lot of Hachana to do, and we have a week left for that Hachana. But this Shabbos Kodesh, therefore, if it's within next week that falls Chaf Hei Kislev and Chanukah, means all the Kedush and Bracha of Shabbos of Chanukah is already in this Shabbos. So there's a lot we need to learn about, and a lot we need to understand, and prepare tonight together for the Licht of Gehel Giyantiv, but through the eyes of the Parsha, through the lens of the Parsha, because the Parsha is talking to us. And the Parsha is reminding us in Yonim, very important in Yonim. So we all know the Parsha, at the beginning of the Parsha, opens up with this, towards the beginning of the Parsha at least, opens up with this milchama, this war, this fight between Yaakov and the Sar Shal Esav. You know, again, we remember in kindergarten, bringing home perhaps a picture and coloring Yaakov and some big image of a Sar Shal Esav. I don't know how anyone knows what Sar Shal Esav looks like, but I don't know anyone knows what Yaakov looks like either. Lemaisa, this is an episode, a storyline, a piece of Torah that we learned from the youngest of years, but those are the Torahs we have to really be ma'ayin in deepest. Because surely there's what to be said there for a child who's 2, 3, 4, 5, but there's what to be said there for those of us in our 20s, 30s, and 40s, and beyond. And Yaakov Avinu, ultimately, he's Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, he's hit. He's hit in the Gid Hanasha, as we know, but he ultimately comes out victorious. He ultimately destroys the Sar Shal Esav. He ultimately destroys the Sar Shal Esav. And when he destroys him, there's a pasuk that we have to understand. The pasuk says in Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Lamed, Vayishal Yaakov, and Yaakov asks, Vayomer, and he says, Hagida na Shemecha. Please tell me your name. What is your name? What is your name? He says to the Sar Shal Esav, what is your name? And what does he answer back? Yomer, Lama Zat Tishal Lishmi. Why are you asking me my name? A very strange question. A very strange question, a very strange answer. Vayivarech Oso Sham, and he gives him a bracha. So, what's going on here? Deepest tyrants, we have to understand. Ah, Eliyahu Tzadik sitting with the Chevra Achtas. Mazel Tov, Shech Yonah, V'kivana V'yonah L'ban Azeh. The vaccine's coming. Anyways, L'maisa. We have to understand what's going on here. Now Rashi says, Lama, Rashi says, the answer of Lama Zitzishal L'shmi, why are you asking me my name, is basically that Malachim, we know, have different avodah, different jobs. And the name is the essence of the being. And the Malach was basically saying back, why are you asking me my name? My name's constantly changing. Dependent on my tafkid, my purpose at that particular time, is what my shame, what my name is. And that itself gives us a lot of chizik. We've spoken many times over the years about our names and a name and how important a name is. Now a name is the mahus, is the essence of the being. Many, many times I've gone to tzaddikim and spoken to them about my own children, my talmidim. And one of the etzas they've given me, big tzaddikim, Yaakov Meir Shechter, he tells me, many times he's told this to me. to make sure to call your children, call your tamidim by their names. And not just their name that they're called by, their first name, but we're given, many of us, two names, three names. All the names carry our midos, our mahos, and when we hear it, it pulls it, it's yimshach, it pulls it out of us, to comes to the chitzonius of us, from our pnimius, and helps us connect. A name is very, very deep. But I saw years ago from Rav Shore a very deep yisod in what was going on in this pasuk. What was going on in this pasuk? She Yaakov, by asking the name, was clearly trying to understand and asking, what is your essence? As we just said, right? What is your essence? Who are you? What are you all about? What's your tafkid? One way of answering is Lama Tishal Lishmi. As Rashi explains, his essence is continuously changing. That's one way of explaining and answering. Rav Shore explains very differently. He said as follows, you know what, why didn't the Malach give back a name? Why do you say, why are you asking me my name? We know that the Sar Shel Esav was not just the Sar Shel Esav. The Sar Shel Esav is also the Yetzer Hara. It's the Sitra Achra, the Samach Mem. It's all one. Malach HaMavis. And Rav Shore explained that the entire Yetzer Hara, its koyach is the koyach of Dimyonus. The whole Yetzer Hara is a koyach of Dimyonus. It's selling fake goods. You know, I don't know what's going on now in the city. The city's in shambles and has been destroyed. But it used to be, you go near Canal Street, deep down, I don't know, all the way down at the bottom of the city. I don't know if whoever knows the area well or not. My grandfather of a Shalom for many, many, many years had a store near there. They still do have a store near there somewhere. I don't know, I haven't been in the new store for a long time, but I used to actually one summer years ago work there for my grandfather and my grandmother. Badal Chaim, most special people in the world. By Canal Street, you know, you walk down Canal Street, they're selling Echveshness, the Louis Vuitton bags, and the Chanel shoes, and I don't know, whatever it might be. I mean, it has all the monograms and all the Echveshness, but this shoe that if it was real, it was $1,000, it's selling it for $10. It's fake goods. Now, why does anyone would purchase $1,000 real is a good child within itself. It looks, sometimes you get a very good fake, but it's fake. It's all one big facade. The Yetzer Hara is the same. The Yetzer Hara comes and the Yetzer Hara is convincing us and seducing us to be involved in temptations that are so empty and so meaningless. You know, Lamashal, the Yetzer Hara comes and tells us that we should be looking at this inappropriate image on a screen. That's mamish, the most fake you could imagine, because on one level, meaning if you break down the woman herself, what are we looking at? We're looking at skin and bones and blood. Yashkayach, it's very exciting. You know, if you really stop and think about, break it down what we're looking at. And then it's not even there, it's just a screen. There's nobody even there, you know, there's nothing there. It's glass. It's mamish all a game, the Yetzer Hara. You know, it's l'mashal when a person, imagine, you know, you're playing with a little child and you close your hands and you want him to, you know, you pretend like you have some special chashav object in your hand and he's all excited, he's looking, but poop, you open up, nothing there. Thus is the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is taking things that are, there's nothing really there, and just bloating them up and making them seem exciting and seem chashiv and seem incredible, but really, there's nothing. That's what, it's really Gemara in Brachos. We've mentioned this before, Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin. Rav Alexandre Basar Dematzli Amar Hachi. Rav Alexandre, after Yudavin, he'd say the following tefillah, he'd add on. Ribayin Olamim, Master of the World, Galoy V'yadu L'fanecha, it's revealed, it's known before you. Shetzanenu lasos ritzonecha. We want to do your will. Umima ake. What holds us back? Sar shabisa. What is sar shabisa? Chametz. Leaven of the dough. The chametz. Vishibud malchus. And a kingship, a rulership upon us. So the second thing that holds us back, we all understand. There were times in our history, in the Spanish Inquisition, in Nazi Germany, in Poland in the 1930s and 40s, in times when there was a Shibud Malchus, there was a physical government, Yavon, they said, you can't keep Torah mitzvahs. I want to umimakev Shibud Malchus. That we understand. Baruch Hashem, we don't have that here. We have to be thankful for that. But there were times in our history and places still today on some level where there's such a concept of Shibud Malchus. But chametz? What does chametz mean? Chametz holds me back from serving you. Sar Shabisa. So Rashi already says, Sar Shabisa is just a mashal of Yetzahara Shel Beveinu. It's referring to the Yetzahara in our hearts. The Yetzahara is chametz. And that's that we understand the Yetzahara that holds us back. The Yetzahara at times holds us back from serving Hashem. The Yetzahara tells us to look at this which is inappropriate and puts us in a terrible place. The Yetzahara tells us to sleep late because you need more sleep and be lazy and not push ourselves. And the Yetzahara tells us to talk about other people even though it's complete Lashon Hara. But it's okay. You need some therapeutic discussions with your friends about all your other friends and who they're dating. What? Convince yourself. We can rationalize. Yetzara holds us back, but why is Yetzara compared to Chametz? So what is Chametz? Chametz is the exact same ingredients as matzah. It's flour and water. But you can have flour and water like a matzah, which is a thin little nothing. Or you could allow it to rise and look, oh, shmak, this big, beautiful challah. L'maisa, you break it down, it's exactly flour and water. But that's what the Yetzahara does to us. Oh, this is exciting, this is incredible. You're going to feel good, you're going to be awesome. L'maisa, it's emptiness, it's nothing if you break it down. It's all demyainus. L'mashal, there was a farmer, and he never saw a movie before. He went to the movies. I've seen this brought down. Who brings this mashal down? Rav Leib Chasman? Others. He brings the next one. But the farmer went to the movies, and he walks into the movies, and he goes into the movie theater first. Oh, it's a chashuv, and it's a high ceilings, and you smell the popcorn. And beautiful Regal, right? This Regal, it's Mamish Regal Theaters. That's the name, right? There's a theater. It's Regal Theaters. It's a Regal Cinemas. It's, wow, look at this. This is, and they make it that way. You should feel prestigious. You should feel chashiv. Ooh, I'm going to the movies. You know, it should be a feeling of chashivus. I'm royalty because I'm going to a movie. And then he's look, wow, this is I'm starting to, you know, this looks nice. I'm excited. Chesnish, maybe buy some Twizzlers. You know, Coke. Has his ticket, he's ready to go, and he goes in pitch dark. He doesn't see anything, anybody, sits down in a seat, suddenly the screen comes on, and you see, he's like, wow, look at these. He says, wow, I want to see it better, I want to see it, this is incredible. So he takes out his flashlight, and he starts mamish shining the flashlight, but when you shine the flashlight, because of the contrast, suddenly the screens, you can't see it so clearly anymore. Suddenly you don't see it anymore. It's one big facade. He realized nothing's really there. When we're able to shine the light on it, you realize it's not really there. It's complete emptiness. You know what the Yetzahara was saying back to Yaakov Avinu perhaps at first? Vayishal Yaakov, Vayomer Gidi Nashemecha. Yaakov is saying to the Yetzahara, what's your name? What's your essence? He doesn't answer. He doesn't give him a name. You know why he doesn't give a name? There is no essence. It's empty. It's all demyonis. It's all facade. There's nothing there. And in fact, Rav Leib Chasman takes it one step further. What did he answer? He did not give a name. He gave an answer. He said, Lama Zed Tishal Lishmi. You know why? Listen, it's incredible. Tell you, Lama Zed Tishal Lishmi. You know when the Yetzirah gets us? When we don't try to figure it out. Meaning what? When you just take it for granted and you're seduced by the Yetzirah and you therefore follow suit to the temptations he throws you away. You think, wow, this chashev, this is incredible. You know, the women, chvesesh, there's a shoe that's like, it's like $2,000 a pair. It's called Louboutins. They make this for men also, maybe? They made it, but probably not as big. Yeah.
They make it, yes.
They make it, but... Are you wearing Louboutins? Tell the truth! Are you wearing Louboutins? Louboutins, they make... It's mamish, like $2,000 a pair of shoes. They're just black heels, they're like any... But Louboutins. What's chashuv about the Louboutins? How do you know it's Louboutins? I learned this. There's red on the bottom.
Every year they
just... There's red on the bottom. What's pshat? There's red on the bottom. So my wife once walked into one of the shoe... fixer, what do you call him? A shoeman?
Shoemakers.
Candlestick maker, shoemaker. I don't know, shoemaker. So she went into the shoemaker, to Chvesnish, I don't know, to get some soles redone. I don't know what she was, whatever she was going. She walks in, and there's a woman brings in a pair of black heels and says, could you please red the bottoms? Wanted the guy to put red on the bottom. They should look like Louboutins. What makes these worth so much money? They're black heels. It's all one big facade because the world, the immoral, unethical world that we live in, it gives over this impression that this is chashuv, that this is important. That if you have red bottoms on your shoes, you've made it. It's a status symbol in a certain sense. So I'm willing to pay 10 times as much or more for that pair of shoes. It's demyonis, it's all yetzahara. It's mamash all yetzara. If we open up our eyes, it's all yetzara. We're willing, the world we live in is willing to pay for a coat. It's a black coat. It's the same exact coat. You get the same godless of a coat for $100. But if it has a patch that has an M, it has a patch and an M, suddenly I'll pay 10 times as much for this coat. 10 times as much. Demyonis. It's sheker shebesheker. I mean, if we stop and think about it, right? It's mamish. They sell. You could also buy the black coat, go online for $5, buy a fake, patch, and you sew it on. It's shkoyach. You know, it's shkoyach. Just like the red bottoms. And plenty of people do that. It's sad. Because they that's even worse, by the way. It's a worse disease. It's a worse machla. That I need to be like this, even though I don't even have the money. That's very sad. No, there's people that are not happy with themselves. It's very sad. I mean, everyone, all these people are not happy with themselves. But that's another story. Because if I need that to be besimcha, it's all be one big facade. Reb Lev Chasman explains. Listen, Reb Lev Chasman says as follows: Yitzharo was the rebuttal to Yaakovinu. When Yaakovinu says Mashemecha, you know Yaakov means I want to know your depth. I want to know your essence. I want to know what you're all about. So you know what Yitzharo says back: Lama Zatish Al Lishmi. Why are you asking me my name? Besides, for me not having a name. Because I'm all demyonos, I'm all imagination, I'm all fake. Why are you asking my name? Because if you start asking my name, you'll figure out I'm fake and you're going to defeat me. Lamas, don't ask me my name, he's saying. He's not just not giving an answer. He's saying, Lamas, the tishol to me. Because that's the key to defeating me. That's the key to defeating me. Just shine the light, you'll see it's all fake. What is that light? Kiner mitzvah v'toyra or. Kiner mitzvah Torah R. By the way, just to clarify, because much of the communities we live in wear a lot of what I just described. It's not everybody that wears such things are menuvalim chas v'shalom. I don't want to walk away every single person, but you know, meaning some people Baruch Hashem, if you have the means and it's good quality and that's what you like to wear, and you're also doing it could be people are decent people who wear these things. I'm not saying everybody, but there are way too many people who I don't think fit that category, and it's all about I need it for that patch and for that color and for that to feel good about myself and to show the world, which is all one big facade and sad. Okay, we won't. I'm even yavin yichap. Lemaitza, we need clarity. We can't fall prey to the facade of the Yetzirah. We can't fall into it, the clutch of the Yetzirah, trying to throw us a world of plastic. A world of fakeness. What happens when Yaakov's fighting with this Yetzirah? Vayavasar Yaakov levado, vayavik yishimo, adalos ha-shachar. The fight goes on until Los Hashachar, meaning the fight goes on at night, in darkness, where it's unclear, he couldn't see, so it's confusing. The minute there was a Los Hashachar, there was some light, this fight's over. This fight's over, I win. Because I have clarity and I see. Ad Los Hashachar. Vayizrach lo Hashemesh, it goes so far, and then you can cure everything. With a little clarity of Torah, ki nemar v'torah. Rashi says it even the bright sun was able the refuas etzalaso. It even healed him. All you needed is this light. All you needed is this light. That's what he says. Even the Malach himself admits to it. Vayomer shalcheni, let me go. Ki Allah hashachar, I have no power. Ki Allah hashachar, there's light. You got me. It's good. It's over. The fight is over. You know, there's a discussion. We know that Yaakov is hit in the Gid HaNasha. Why specifically was he hit in the Gid HaNasha? There's a lot of Torah on this Gid HaNasha. We know it's very close to the Bris Milah. There's a lot of Torah in that. We've spoken about over the years. Why specifically? Until today, we're not allowed to eat the Gid HaNasha. There's a part of the animal none of us are allowed to eat. There's a Gemara in Chulin. And the Gemara asks, does the Gid HaNasha have tam? Does it have taste? Or is it keitz? Is it like wood? And it comes out that it's eitz, it's wood. Does it have taste or is it wood? So the crazier place, he explains that the truth is, vadid has taste. Vade for sure has taste, that's tam. But the taste is the taste of wood. What does that mean? That's the Yetzer Hara hit him in the Gid HaNasha. The Gid HaNasha, therefore, in a certain sense, represents the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara also, it's full of taste. It's full of taste, it's full of excitement. But Lamaisa, ultimately, it's all just wood. It's like chewing on wood. To mamish, there's nothing there. You're not getting any sustenance. You're not gaining anything from it. It might feel good in the moment, but you're gaining nothing from it. Thus is the Yetzer Hara. And that's why it has no name. It's nothing. It's empty. And lama zatisha lishmi. Don't ask me my name, because that means you're starting to solve it. That means you're starting to understand. That means you're starting to put me in place. Ein adam choyte ella imkein nichnas bo ruach shtus. The Gemara in Sota says. The only time any of us sin is if we have a ruach shtus. What does it mean ruach shtus? You know what ruach shtus is? To be basically a foolish individual. Nobody who's smart and thinking and not acting impulsively sins. The sin is an impulsive act. With a lack of understanding and thinking, it's a ruach shtus, because if we really were thinking and really were thought out and understanding, we'd see it's meaningless, it's nothing. It's emptiness, it's air, it's bloated nothingness. There's no name. We have to really believe this, Chavra. We have to really live this, because when the Yetzer Hara, at the same time when the Yetzer Hara is going with us and fighting against us, seems so real. It's like the best fake out there. You know, there are fakes and there are fakes. Truth is, on Canal Street, you're not going to get a great fake. Anyone who has a good eye, in a second, will see that Ichvesnes, you know, Chanel is not spelled with an M. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you're just off. That's not it. It just ain't. But then you could, you could go online and there are places, you could order like a really good fake. So you could get like, whatever, I don't know, you're getting a watch, a nice watch, you get a Rolex. So you go on, again, you get on the Canal Street, you get the Rolex, R-O-L-A-X, and it costs you $5. But you could also go online and you could pay like $100, $150 for like a really good fake. And it's got everything. It even got, you know, the crown's good, and it even has it, you know, the fakes and the watches, the back, so you don't want to see it here. No, it has like Rolex even on the back, carved in. It's like, it's done well. Of course, anyone who's a bucky will see through and be able to find things. It's different, but if you're not a bucky, your mom is just like a cubic zirconia. You know, it's like, you know, you're gonna buy one day for your wife a beautiful diamond that's $20,000 for $100. You get one that looks exactly the same. But I'm not telling you to do that. Don't come home. Your Rebbe told you to do that. I'm just saying there's such a concept out there, you know. But you could pay money. You could pay money for a good fake. The problem with the Yetzer, is not about bad fakes. Yetzer is really good fakes, really good fakes, best of the best fakes. So it's a little more difficult to see. And the only way is to be steeped in Torah. Ki ner mitzvah v'Torah ar. But you know what's unbelievable? You know what's amazing at the same time, Chevra? As great as the Yetzer is at what he does, and he's good. We know it because we've all fallen to him. There's no one in this room, inside the Parsha Lo Yechda. There's no one who wouldn't raise their hand and say, I can think of right now, this past week, a time that I fell prey to the fakeness of the Yetzer Hara, to the facade of the Yetzer Hara. And you, after, it's very, what's incredible at the Yetzer Hara is, afterwards it's so easy to look back and know that it was fake. It's incredible, we always see it afterwards. But in the moment it feels so real. It's an amazing, it's like a dream, it's like a chaloy mi'uf. You know, when you're in that dream, in the moment of the dream, it's mamish sometimes like so real, and the minute the dream's over, shoo, it's all one big fake. Thus is the Yetzer Hara. In the moment, it's like so strong and so real. Afterwards, oh man, what did I even do? But I'll tell you something amazing. As good as the Yetzer is, he's good at his job. He's a malach. He's as good as he is. You know what his ultimate job is? His ultimate job is not to destroy us. His ultimate job is not to get the best of you. You know what the job of the Yetzer is? What's the job of the Yetzer? To be destroyed. His tafkid is to be destroyed. And I'll bring you a raya from Rashi, from Pasuk over here, the Avod Yisrael says. The Ilga Avod Yisrael says, what happens when Yaakov defeats the Malach Shalisov and he's holding on to him, and Perek Lamebeis Pasuk of Zion, Vayomer Shalcheni. The Malach says, send me away, ki Allah Shachar, because it's the morning. Now we already said that meant because he knew he's defeated, it's light. What does Rashi say? You all know this, you remember this is one of the things you also learned in kindergarten, first grade maybe. Why did the Malach want to leave so badly? Why? Shira. The Tzarech Ani Lomar Shira Bayom. It's my turn to say Shira that day. You ever think about it? What are the chances? That's his day to say Shira, it's my time, my turn. Really, like, this is your one big fight with Yaakov. It just happens to be next morning's your time to say Shira. So why don't you pick the next night to fight with Yaakov, you know? Comes Avodah Yisrael. Comes Eli Vikashin Tzomagid, listen to what he says. He says, when does a person sing Shira? When do you sing Shira? When you finish your Avodah, you fulfill your Tafkid, your Besimcha, we're singing. Right? What do we do when we make a Siyam over here? When the Chevra makes a Siyam, we're singing, we're dancing. You finish the big Tafkid, we're singing. You found your soulmate, and you have a Chasana, we're singing. A Shira is a representation of a feeling of Simcha, celebration, when one has fulfilled a Tafkid. So too, you know why it was this Malach's time to say Shira? Because he fulfilled his tafkid. What was his tafkid? To be defeated by Yaakov. His tafkid wasn't to defeat Yaakov. His tafkid was to be defeated by Yaakov. And he was defeated. And therefore that gives us a chizik. Think about it, Chevra. Yes, the Yetzer is strong. And sometimes gets the best of us. But don't forget, his tafkid is to be defeated. That means he can be defeated. He will be defeated. And by Yaakov defeating him, he made into our chemical makeup that we could defeat him. Mamish is what the Zohar tells us over here. There's a Zohar in Parshas Truma. Listen to the Zohar, Chevra. The Zohar, and we're going to remember this Zohar, Chavra. You're going to remember this Zohar every day of your life. This Zohar, I mean, some here, obviously, how could we forget a Zohar? Like, you can't forget deepest Torahs. I'll tell you, I still, today I came up, I was talking to my Shir about the 1996 World Series. I was at the 1996 World Series, the game-clinching game, in the World Series winning game, 1996. I was at, I happened to be at three World Series games in my life, all World Series winning games. Mamish, I'm 3 for 3 in World Series winning games. I was there in 1996 when the Yankees won it all in Game 6. I was there in 1999 when the Yankees won it all, and they swept Game 4. And then a few years ago, what was the year when the Kansas City Royals beat the Mets? You were there at the game with me, right? Were you at the game? Yeah, you were at the game too. But he's a Mets fan, so I don't want to bring it up. I don't know. He does not anymore. I won't tell your father that you don't care anymore. Don't worry. Oh, you're not even the I'm even Yavin. Anyways, Lemaisa. I'll never forget that. I was sitting in the second row by third base. And the game went into, they were playing the Royals, the Mets, right? Some of the Chevra remembers this. The Chevra could admit you. This is when you were in high school still, most of the Chevra, so you could admit you remember this. So Lemaisa, I remember they're playing the Royals, and the game went into extra innings, that game. And I was sitting all the way, I was sitting again by third base in the second row, right next to, apparently there were a lot of the Royals, families, like in a section right there, like with the photographers for some reason. I don't know why they were there or how they got there, but I remember I turned to my right. I remember I'm there with my son, Shmuel, and we're, again, I'm a Yankee fan. Again, I don't know if I call myself a fan anymore, but meaning if I care about anything, you know, some, you still have a little on the tee, Yankees, Mets. I was just there, someone offered me tickets that day. Hey, you take my son to a World Series game. So, I turned to my right, I see Mamish, a woman, on her knees with her hands like in the praying mode, like looking up to heaven, and she's praying for the Royals to win. She's in her whole Royals garb, and I'm like, wow. I'm trying to think, like, do you really think God cares about this right now? Like, do you really think like that's gonna do your prayers? But it was also a chizik. It was also a chizik. You know, when something's important to you, you got to daven for it. It was also a chizik. Emes. But anyways, I can tell you, because I was bringing this up, I was talking about here in 1996. And 1996 is already 24 years ago. It's not it was my senior year in high school. It was when the Yankees won the World Series. Beginning of my senior year in high school. And I can remember every detail of that game. And every detail after. And I still can show you, I have the seat from the game downstairs. We've spoken about it before. I have the seat from, that's a whole other guy. Basically, and then the game was over. We're in the stands going, it was the first time the Yankees won in 20 years. I was a big Yankee fan. I was with my father. I was jumping up and down on the seat. Mamish, by accident. I fell right through. I broke off just the piece, that flap that you sit on. So it broke off. So they're not going to put the same one back. They're not going to, you know. It was broken, whatever. So I say, I took it. I mean, Lemaisa, there's no more Yankee Stadium. They destroyed that Yankee Stadium, so I can't even return it now. It is what it is. I have it downstairs. I can show you. I have my seat from the 96 World Series. I don't know why. I don't know why I still have it, but anyways, Lemaisa. Lemaisa, what were we talking about?
Zohar.
No, but the Zohar getting. Oh. So if I could, thank you. If I could remember, I could remember every detail of the 96 World Series. And Mamisha, the final play, and Charlie Hayes, the one, the way he made the catch. Why was Charlie Hayes in? Wade Boggs was the third baseman. It's all another tire. But anyway, Lemaisa, I could tell you every detail. We're gonna learn a Zohar. You're not going to be able to remember every detail of the Zohar. Hashem Yirachim. And you guys also, you guys could tell stats and things and who knows what, chmeis nisht, of games and things. So how can we not remember Zohars and remember Torah? If it's chashiv to us, you remember it. It's not a vad, the chazar is important with the chazar and chazar. First of all, chazar is important just to relearn and understand. People think chazar is, by the way, don't ever chazar to remember. You're never going to remember. Chazar to learn. First of all, chazar to memorize, to remember is boring and everyone hates it. Let's be real. No? I do. But when, if instead you look at Chazara as relearning it, because I understand there's an amkus of Torah, and every time I learn, I'm seeing it, I'm learning it as if you didn't learn it before again. You have a little extra insight because you, or you know the words better, you know, but I'm looking for more, and I delve into it deeper, and I think about it again. First of all, number one, you'll enjoy it much more. Number two, you're actually going to remember it better that way, because you connect to it, and you're emotionally involved. You remember what's important to you, what's chashuv to you. Don't ever review, relearn. Don't ever forget that. So we're going to learn Zohar. How can you forget the Zohar? But we're also never going to forget the Zohar, because Zohar is on words that we say every single day, many times a day, and a tremendous yesod. V'haftas Hashem l'checha b'chol levavcha. You have to love Hashem with all your heart. You ever think about it? Why are there two bases there? The word heart is lev. What is your heart? Levcha, libecha. Why are there two bases? You ever think about it, Chaver? Why are there two bases? V'hadi, mar b'chol levavcha. This said it says b'chol levavcha. Betrain libon ihu. Because it's B'derech Remez is alluding to two hearts. Dinu train Yitzrin. And what are the two hearts of a person? It doesn't mean the right and left ventricle. Dinu train Yitzrin. That we have two Yetzers. Chad Yitzra Tov of Chad Yitzra Bisho. We have the Yitzra Tov and the Yitzra Hara. Utrain Ilan kol Chad v'chad Yikri Lev. And both of them are called a Lev. The Yetzers are the Lev. Da'ikri Lev Tov v'da'ikri Lev Ra. Begin kach ihu levavcha, and that's what it calls it, levavcha, with two bases. The two bases is l'rame is to the yeter tov and the yeter hara. Dinu train yeter tov yeter hara. Thus the Zohar in Parshas Truma kuf samach gimel ben aleph. What's the Zohar telling us? Now take it back into the whole pasuk. V'ahavtas Hashem akecha b'chol levavcha. You have to love Hashem b'chol levavcha with all your hearts. Your Yetzer Tov, I love Hashem with my Yetzer Tov. I daven with the Slavos, I learn with Amelus, I do Chesed Ba'ava. Love Hashem with the Yetzer Hara. So some people think, like we learned about before, you can have a deep shot and learn from the Taiva to put those Taivas into our mitzvahs. Vada, there's truth to that. But you know what I mean to love Hashem with the Yetzer Hara? To defeat it. To don't give in to it. And that's the job of the Yetzer Hara. That's when it's going to sing Shira. Yaakovinu defeated his Yetzer Hara. And he gets the name Yisrael. We said over a few weeks ago, what happens when you take Gematria of Yisrael, 541, and Gematria of Yaakov, 182 together? What's 541 and 182? What's a Gematria? Noofs. No one knows math here? Aren't you guys in college? Some of you? No? 541 and 182. 541 and 182. 723, thank you. But you have to add a Vav Achibur. Because it's Yaakov V Yisrael. So 729. So 729 is exactly Gematria Kra Satan. To rip up the Satan. To rip up the Yetzer Hara. Yaakov gained the name Yisrael now because he crossed Satan. He defeated the Yetzer Hara and he went to sing Shira. It went to sing Shira because it was defeated. You ever hear the loser singing and rejoicing? The loser? No, the Yetzer Hara won because it got defeated. That's what the first of all, we read it from Azor. Emes is an explicit medrash in Bereshis when it says Tov, Tov da Yetzer, Tov Ma'od da Yetzer Hara. Tov Ma'od is the Yetzer Hara. Why? Because when you're defeated, it's Tov Ma'od. And that's its job, that's its avoda. Yaakov took on the Satan. That's when he became Yisrael. If you take Gematria Yaakov, 182 plus Satan, 359. 182 plus 359 is 541, exactly Gematria Yisrael. Because when Yaakov defeated the Satan, he rose up to this level of Yisrael. What's Yisrael? Yisrael is Osios Li Rosh, like we mentioned a few weeks ago. I have a head, and in my head I could see with clarity. I have the ability to have clarity and defeat the Yetzer Hara, which is all one big facade. The Yetzer Hara is dimyonis. Dimyonis, imagination. That's our avodah. That's our avodah. That's our avodah. Our avodah is to know the emes. To know the emes and defeat the Yetzirah and the Miyonis of the Yetzirah. And the only way we're going to know the emes, and the only way we're going to have the proper clarity, the only way is ki ner mitzvah v'torah ar. Is to learn Torah and be guided by Torah. And that's the light we're going to light one week from tonight. We're going to light the menorah and the ar. The menorah and the ar is the ar agonis. To be able to see with clarity. Ein lanu rishus l'shtamish b'em l'rosim b'vad. We don't have rishus to benefit from them, but to see them. Why are we seeing them? Why are we looking at them? We're seeing them to have the clarity to see and defeat the Yetzirah. And that's the light of Torah. The Torah Har. We have to bring that into our homes. Bring that into our lives. Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi L'Torah Tavlin has a new understanding tonight. Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi L'Torah Tavlin. Because if Torah is the light, and the Yetzirah is all one big facade, it's that light that will do away with the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is very scary. Sometimes it's Miyad Achi, sometimes Miyad Esav. Sometimes it's very clear like an Esav, sometimes it's like an Achi. How are you going to have the clarity to know? Only ki ner mitzvah v'torah. Bez Hashem, we should be zoiche. To have the proper clarity. To have the proper clarity to see Hashem in the proper way. To see our lives in the proper way. To see how fake the taivas of our life are. To be one with Hashem, one with His Torah, to a zayichet that the whole world will see. V'ayah b'yomu y'Hashem achad ishma achad, with the gula shleima b'mehera b'yomu.
Amen.